are, we do record the meetings. Like the members that produce themselves. You're a brave and frank.
Anthony Amarola, Franklin County.
Jason Bliss, Executive Director of Washington Life.
Trevor Hummel, Franklin County.
BJ Olson, Franklin County and Becker.
Kelly Beresley, Benton County.
Brian Washburn, Benton County, Therapeutic Court.
Kyle Berger, Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition.
Kyle Sullivan.
Erin Petty from Franklin County, and I'm your, one of your general public reps.
Carla Brown, Benton Franklin Health District.
I'm Eric Martin, the Public Emergency Department Nursing Manager.
I'm Bob Gere, Fire Chief of Pasco, representing the Fire EMS Agencies in Franklin County.
I'm Becky Gross, I'm an RN and Home Care Director, and I'm with Franklin County.
And Brian Ace with Benton County.
Joel Chavez, Benton County.
Cindy Saunders, Benton County.
Pete Johnson from Brant County.
I'm Cheyenne Paulus, Benton County.
And Matt Asmussen, the Deputy Administrator for Benton County.
Thank you, everyone. Next item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Want to add or change on the agenda? Don't see any, so anybody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the agenda, second.
Second. Moving seconded. Any questions? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. That item is approval of the minutes from the July 29th meeting. Anybody have any comments on the draft minutes that were distributed?
Move to approve the minute.
Move that the minutes be approved.
Second.
Seconded. Last chance for any questions or comments. Seeing none, all in favor? Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is public comments. Anybody from the public like to speak to the committee? Anyone here? Please stand up. If anybody is standing up, we'll probably have that again at the end. We'll take this question by any of the things that we. Next, moving on to action items. So the first action item that I had listed here was appointment of the officers. So the bylaws, we approved last meeting, call for a chairman, a vice chairman, secretary to be appointed from the voting members of the committee. So I know we're short one person still. We don't have the hospital representative for Franklin County yet. I think everyone else is here. So I don't know, how does the committee feel about moving forward with appointing the officers? Or do we want to wait until we have a forward? Okay. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer or not? We'll start with chairman. Is there anyone who wants to volunteer or nominate someone to be chairman for the committee?
I nominate Sheriff Crossby.
What happens if you don't come?
EJ.
Normally we would have, so because we have two, we would take a vote. We can do that via, want to just do show of hands, that's fine for me too. Actually, the show of hands, I don't think there's any. Okay?
So I have one question. It's Sheriff Crossby. Make that phone call. You guys want to move past that, find out?
I don't have the answer. Probably.
And which was this one?
For the chairman.
We asked that same question of BJ as well. I never want to assume.
Yes, I know. Somebody talked to me about it already.
All right, perfect. Just want to confirm.
Why, when that is that call, if we can find stream well, the things that you can see.
Yeah. He might be driving.
While we're waiting for that, maybe go on to the vice chairman. If anybody interested in serving as vice chairman or would like to nominate someone to be vice.
I nominate Jason Bliss.
Jason, are you willing to accept that nomination?
I will.
Nominations or volunteers? If anyone has direct objection, we'll name Jason Bliss as vice chairman.
So one procedural question, sorry for your ignorance. Whoever is not elected for the chairman position, potentially that could be an appropriate vice chairman to consider if you need to go sequential.
I guess we can do the secretary then, is that? There's still a chance for you. So, okay, so we'll wait and see if we hear back from Chair Prosser. What about secretary? I'll pay someone to be. That, it says that they'd be responsible for the minutes, but largely we would still pay for the minutes. Secretary would just review them, make sure they're accurate. Put those up.
So procedurally, does that have to be someone be other than Cheyenne?
By laws, it does say it's a vote. Anybody want to volunteer to do that?
A volunteer had a question. By laws, our silent with respect to whether.
Officers can't act independently. Most of the officers are coordinating and nothing coordinated. Keeping forward.
How long are these terms?
They're 1 year.
1 year terms.
Yeah. Anybody interested in being secretary?
I'll volunteer. Aaron Petty.
Jumping up and down, so unless anyone has an objection to Aaron being secretary, I will warn him, volunteers. We'll try very hard to make it, just famous.
Thank you.
Repeatedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's finish the secretary piece. So we have a nomination or volunteer of Aaron Petty for secretary. Motion to appoint her as the secretary.
So motion.
Second seconded. Okay. Anyone have any comments or concerns? Seeing none, all in favor? Opposed? Okay. Now we're back to chairman. So we had Chair Prosser indicated he'd be willing to do that.
Yep.
BJ has also indicated he'd be willing to do that. So I think we would take a show of hands, and then after whoever fails on show of hands, we would then take him out. Chairman, sorry. All, anyone who's in favor of Sheriff Crossgray, Chairman, please raise your hand. Voting members open. Five. For BJ. Six. So currently BJ has the majority of the vote, so motion to appoint me chairman. Mr. Chairman?
Second.
Second. Chance for comments? All in favor? Opposed? BJ, congratulations. And then, so now we have vice chairman. Potential for Sheriff Crossgray, since he was not selected as chairman. We also have Jason. I can find out what he wants to do.
Yes.
So Matt, just a procedure question. Are you going to, will the chair and or vice chair be doing the agenda and running the meeting forward, or will you continue to do that?
I would help prepare the agenda. I don't expect to do that, but I hear chairman probably starting the next meeting.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
I'll still help prepare the agenda. I would forward it to the chairman and have you review it. That will take a while. Continue.
I would imagine if he had no objections, be chairman. Vice chair.
Primary role of the vice chair would be to.
Be your chairman if the chairman can't be there.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that would have no objection on that.
Okay. Matt needs some trouble, he's wrong.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then we will hold a vote, same thing, throw hands. So we have first Tom Crossgray for vice chairman. All who would like that, please raise your hand. Okay. Jason Bliss, any question? Okay, so we have Jason Bliss, all in the table, motion. Jason Bliss as vice chair. Chair Brandon?
Second.
Second. Questions, concerns, comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations, Jason. Thank you, everybody. Working with the chair, vice chair, and secretary as we set up. Next item on the action is appointment of the 17th voting member. So the committee will recall in the last meeting, we decided that the 17th voting member is from the persons with lived experience category. We would pick that, the nominees for that position from the existing applications. A working group of five people to review those applications and select their top three candidates, which they completed very quickly. Thank you. And so those names and their application documents were forwarded to all the committee members as part of the application packet, or the agenda packet. And so the three names are Kim Lettrick, Rhea Boxton, and Amy Rosen. To the committee now for discussion and selection of recommendations from the committee that will then go to the Board of County Commissioners, both Benton and Franklin County for 17th vote. Anybody has something to discuss? They want to put forward? But the bylaws are silent on how the actual appointment, the selection process goes. And so I think it really needs to be consensus from the committee if we can get that.
Can we hear a little bit from that subgroup of why these three names were forwarded? Just a couple sentences of, you know, this person was forwarded. Is that possible?
Yeah, I'll say something. I'll start it then. I think it's two of us, right?
Alright.
So we reviewed several applications and these three all had contributed a lot to the community. They all had experience with behavioral health either themselves or their family members. And we just felt out of the applicants, they seemed really to take the initiative. They filled out the paperwork. Some people didn't really fill out the paperwork completely. So all three of us, or all of our groups, you know, mostly agreed that these were the top three applicants, all for the same general reasons.
Yep.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Kim Lettrick as the 17 board member.
So would like to nominate anybody or one of the other? Be any coming forward, so I can entertain a motion to make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners, full size, that Kim Lettrick be appointed as the 17th board member.
So motion.
Motion?
Second.
Motion and seconded. Last chance for comments. Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. I will let Kim know that if she's going to be appointed for that, she will be very excited.
Matt, just the formality there. She comes from the county.
Correct. Yeah, so what we'll do is I'll just prepare the thing. I'll send it over. To the commission, so they can help with this. Also let Kim know and she can fight. I don't foresee any issue. Alright, so the next one we have is the discussion item on the proposal for the request for proposals. We talked about that at the last meeting. I sent that to all of the committee members. I got a lot of good comments back. Incorporated many of those into the document. A lot of them were asking for more information and description of the services that we wanted, which was great. One big comment though that I received back was that there's already a mobile crisis response team program in Virginia here. Air Columbia Behavioral Health is obligated by the state to provide that service and then do that through comprehensive health care and contract. So we had a good discussion with Air Columbia about, so they are not opposed to us doing this separately, but there are some, a lot of logistical hurdles that we have to be very well aware of. Biggest of which seems to be around reporting is every contact that the team makes, they get, that impacts the level of funding that comes to the region and the state, if I'm saying that accurately. And so there would have to be a lot of coordination. If the counties had a separate mobile crisis response team program from the one that GCBH has, we have to have a lot of coordination back and forth to make sure there were no issues with documentation that might affect funding. The other issue that I can foresee happening is, we've discussed a lot at the last meeting, the issues with finding mental health professionals in this community right now. If we were to stand at a second team, we would be competing with the existing team for already limited resources. Could put us in a position where we had two programs that were having difficulty finding staff. So at least my thought is, I want to ask the committee, and this is where I want a recommendation from the committee on what your thoughts are. Would we prefer to continue forward with having the counties have their own mobile teams, or do we go and talk to comprehensive health care and have a contract with them to provide the services that we want that they're not currently contracted to provide? What teams we want just for Benton Franklin counties, or we want more hours, or whatever that looks like, whatever the recommendation comes out to be, we would then pay them to expand their program to accommodate those requests. Benefits there are, the team already exists, I believe there's 11 people on that
in that program right now?
And there's actually two teams. There's an adult specific mobile crisis team and then a youth specific mobile crisis team. And the staffing level is in our contract at 11.
So that program's already up and running and save us a lot of time potentially on the provider and getting them staffed up. And we can expand the services probably a lot quicker than we can stand up our own. So part of the staffing issues, they would in all likelihood cost less money. A lot of the administrative overhead costs are already covered by the contract with GCBH. There's some benefits to it. Obviously, we don't have as much control if we don't, if it's not our own team, but that's where we're at. And so I would like to hear what the committee has to say about it. One side or the other.
Well, I think.
No, I'm interested in knowing if GCBH Beach or whatever the acronym is. They're going to adjust for what the recovery is. It's not about doing it, it's about customizing it. And if you have more comprehensive or greater comprehensive over, totally be part of it. Firing in but they do going to have what I mean, I guess the way to put that on how those people are deployed and where they're deployed and when they're deployed with the recovery center concept.
To address that, I'm hoping that the recovery center is going to be this group will decide how to deploy, how to get people admitted and do whatever they want with that. And specifically in regards to the mobile crisis team, we have contract requirements. We have to meet with the healthcare authority in regards to DCR response times when an individual goes out. So we don't have leverage to change those requirements. They are pretty strict right now. And we're not, when we met with Matt, our concern is just making sure that this group looks at all of the variables that are in play here. And some of those things you had mentioned, staffing, we do have a huge staffing shortage in our region. But also some of the other things are right now, Comprehensive is running the mobile crisis team and there's three ways to get a hold of them. One is through the 988 line that was just implemented in our state. The other one is through our regional crisis line. And then the other is to call directly. So that's already three lines. One of the concerns that I had was if you put a brand new mobile crisis team in place with a different line and a different dispatch system, then that's going to be very confusing to our community. And it already is sometimes difficult to know which phone number to use. You know, we still have people calling the old crisis line number and not getting through. So just some things like that, or the way that they're dispatched currently is they go through these steps and they get a small, somebody will call in crisis and they get an assessment done to see if they need just some verbal redirection over the phone and some coping skills, or if they need a mobile crisis team to go out, or if they need a DCR to go out. And so the first person to answer that phone call does all that mini assessment and then sends the appropriate person. With the model that was in the RFP, it looks like somebody would call 911, 911 would dispatch the team out immediately. And so there's a lot of time and energy that would potentially be wasted on calls that don't really need a dispatch. They really just need some intervention over the phone or, hey, who can I make an appointment with tomorrow?